Hi, welcome to Logical Thinking. I'm Paul from Global Voice Network, and this is Logical Thinking on bbsradio.com. Today, I've got two special guests with me. I've got Gail of Gaia from Gail of Gaia and YouTube and Rumble and Odyssey and Twitter and Twitch and all kinds of platforms. She really gets around. And I've also got Dennis Nill from the Arizona State Assembly. So without further ado, let's bring Gail on. Hi, Gail. How you doing today?
Thank you for inviting me, Paul. I appreciate it. It's an interesting topic.
We've got a lot of important stuff to talk about.
Yeah, sure do.
Recent events that happened in your life that are rather uncomfortable, to say the very least.
Yeah.
Rather uncomfortable at I can't even imagine how uncomfortable it was. The last show we did.
Stress inducing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the last show we did, you were being literally yanked out of your car.
I'm still feeling it today.
Oh, yeah. Literally yanked out of your car for no more serious infraction than having an expired registration on the car. Well, to talk about this a little bit more, we're going to dig deep and we're going to dive into the dirty deeds with Dennis Nill. Hi, Dennis. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, excuse me. Let me get rid of that bottom logo there. That is the copyright notice is going right through your chin, for crying out loud.
I have a big chin anyway.
Okay. So, and you and Gail have obviously been talking about this. What kind of things have you discussed about it so far? Maybe we can have Gail explain what happened.
Well, I was stopped on a roundabout, mind you, and he turned the lights on in the roundabout, and I didn't know what he wanted me to do, and so I started to stop, and a bunch of cars started honking their horn because it was a very bad place to try to stop me, which is kind of interesting because my friend said they stopped somebody else in the same place. But I proceeded to, pull over, and I didn't want to chase scene or anything. And as soon as he came to the door, I opened the window enough to speak to him, and I didn't have the door locked, unfortunately, but I don't know. The way these guys are, I think if you resist very much, they're really going to, they were bad enough on me, and I wasn't. I mean, when you hurt somebody, they're going to resist, but they call it resist no matter what. So anyway, I told him that, like I said, the first thing I said, I'm an American state national. I'm not in your jurisdiction. This is unconstitutional. And you shouldn't be stopping me. And okay. He said, step out of the car. And I said, why? Why do you want me to step out of the car? And he says, I want to talk to you. And then I said to him, because I know why. You don't ask somebody to get out of the car unless you're going to arrest them.
No, what they do is they ask you to step out of the car because then you've abandoned the property.
Oh, really? Is that how?
And because when you get out of the car, you've abandoned the property.
Well, now, I didn't get out of a car by choice.
So did you open the door or did he open the door?
No, he opened the door. Like I said, I wished I would have had it locked, but I didn't. He opened the door.
Then he performed an unlawful entry.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get, you did he ask you permission to before he opened the door?
Are you kidding? No.
Okay, so he did an unlawful entry, and then you were talking to him. You already put him on notice that you were an American state national and that you were not a citizen under the 14th Amendment, that you were not in his jurisdiction, and that you were not a legal resident of Washington, D.C., where he gets all of his authority from. And that didn't make any difference.
No, not one bit.
Okay. Okay. And he asked you to get out of the car. And the reason that he reached in and dragged you out is because he was able to open the door. Folks, if a cop pulls you over and you open up the window long enough or far enough so you can talk to them, so you can get there, so you can communicate, make sure your door is locked. Make sure all of the other windows are up, and make sure all of the doors are locked. That is the greatest thing about power door locks. You hit one button and you're done. And don't roll that window down far enough
so he can get his
Popeye arm in there. You know, like these guys, they got Popeye forearms, you know, so you know, he's not going to be able to get in there. So what they did was they physically yanked you out of the car, spun you around,
and twisted my knee,
and threw you against your car.
Yep.
Put your arms behind your back and immediately cuffed you.
Yep.
And that was the point when he said you were under arrest.
Yeah, I thought they're supposed to read you your rights, isn't that? I thought about that later. Don't they have to read rights? They can just they were never read to me at all.
Well,
he had a legitimate reason to arrest me in the first place.
Well, the plot has thickened a little bit. The plot has thickened a little bit, and we can talk about that in a minute. But up to that point, he didn't have cause to arrest you because at that point, he had no knowledge of whether or not the car was insured. Right?
Right.
He had no knowledge.
Yeah.
Had he been following you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. He had been following you, so he had opportunity to run your license plate.
Yes. Well, he actually, I feel like I was targeted because I had stopped at a store, a dispensary actually, and apparently he must have been sitting there watching people or trying to get somebody. And it was the end of the month, and, you know, they got quotas to meet. And apparently the city needs money because, you know, or they need money or one or the other, something like that, because it's all about the money. You never convince me otherwise. And they treat you, it's so, in my opinion, it's so un-American, it's not even funny.
Right. Did you see the most recent Sarah Westall interview?
No, I haven't.
She interviewed a guy. He laid out all of the corruption, particularly in the state of Arizona.
Oh, and really?
Arizona is so close to in the red. If they didn't have the illegal traffic coming over the southern border, the contraband traffic that they like to pad their budgets with, if they didn't have that, the state would be bankrupt. If they didn't have that, they wouldn't have an ability to keep operating. Well, guess what? He performed an unlawful entry on your car. Had you given him your state national card?
I didn't even have a chance. You know, I was trying to reason with him, but there was no reasoning with him. He got it. I mean, I did give it to him. I don't remember at what point I gave it to him. I was telling you the truth.
Okay, well, one little caveat that I want to throw in here is they get you a number of ways. Number one, under the 14th Amendment, that you are deemed a citizen when you're born. Okay, all persons born or naturalized are citizens of the United States and of the state in which they reside. But So that's a 14th Amendment citizen. You're a federal serf, federal slave at that point.
Yeah, I understand all that.
And then you have to rebut that presumption, okay, which you did by going through the state national process. You rebutted that presumption. You're no longer a citizen of the United States. You're no longer a serf under the 14th Amendment. And you are no longer a legal resident of Washington, D.C. You have nothing to do with D.C. The only hiccup that you had, and this is something hardly anybody knows, is when you apply for a driver's license, the contract that goes with that driver's license is that thick. And there are all kinds of hooks in there. So you contracted with the state many years ago, okay?
What happens when they cancel it?
And you entered into an adhesion contract that even if they cancel it, even if it expires, even if you surrender it, unless you rescind that signature on that contract sticks. It stays.
That's really when bullshit.
You, it
because
is.
Because there's not full disclosure.
Well, okay, I'm going to get to that. There's another adhesion contract, and that is when you register consumer goods. Because before you register a car, it is consumer goods. You own it. But when you register it, you are giving it to the king. You're giving it over
that.
To
I
the government.
I know that. But it's like, if you don't do that, see, I've been on this Royal Yellow before, okay?
Right. But the thing is, they may be able to pull you over if you don't register it, if you don't display one of their...
Yeah, or you put a different plate, that's not one of their plates, they will stop you like that.
Right, yeah. But... the first couple of times they stop you and they find out that you are actually out of their jurisdiction and that you actually have good law defending your right to travel, your right to exercise liberty of the common ways. The first couple of times they figure that out, then they leave you alone. Because they know that there's nothing in it for them but a lawsuit against them in their personal capacity, because if they know they have no jurisdiction, if they know they have no jurisdiction and they mess with you anyway, then you can sue them in their personal capacity because they have not operated honorably. But when you register the motor vehicle, again, the contract is about that thick. And it's an adhesion contract that doesn't go away. And in that contract, you agree to pay your registration fees dutifully every year, that you agree to have the vehicle inspected every year, that you agree to carry insurance on the vehicle because it now has become a motor vehicle because it's registered. And you agree to that. You also agree that you will only allow licensed drivers to operate the vehicle. And you're in violation of that contract. Because it expired, you didn't have a license, and it wasn't insured. That's a civil matter. But they call these quasi-criminal courts... traffic courts are military courts. They're military tribunals for individuals. The only law in that court comes out of the mouth of the judge. That's the only law. They don't care about constitutions. They don't care about statutes, acts, or codes. It's whatever is between the ears of that judge and whatever comes out between his teeth. That's what's law. That's why
that's
it's
scary,
so difficult.
That judge seems like a real POS.
Oh yeah. And let's talk about the.
They got
let's
way
talk
too much power. Let Dennis say what he filed. Let Dennis tell you what he filed because he filed.
Okay.
Something.
Okay. What have you done?
Okay, we filed for the Arizona Assembly. We filed Ex Parte Milligan. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. Ex parte Milligan is when the people, we the people, come together and assemble we file the ex parte Milligan, and that means that the de facto has to step down because we have our lawful courts up and running. They have to stand down. They're not even supposed to be out of the 10-mile radius of Washington, D.C. All of these civil police departments and so on aren't even supposed to be here, nor the civil courts. It's just supposed to be the lawful county courts and the state courts. And when the assembly comes together and they have enough people and have their courts up and running, the de facto has to stand down. So we have noticed everybody, I mean everybody, the President of the United States, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, for, you know, the de facto government and for in Arizona. And they all know that we're here. They don't care because, like you said, they are bankrupt. And that's why the borders are open. We also sent a notice to close the borders to the four counties that are down on the border line. And we just added another one, Cochise County, because they are housing most of these illegal immigrants. And a lot of people don't know, but in August, 177,000 immigrants came through our border.
In August.
In August. During the Normandy invasion, there were 156,000 troops from three countries that went over there. So we're being invaded. They need to close the borders now because they have sinister ideas on what to do. And they're releasing them in the streets now. I mean, look at New York City. That there's just millions of people sleeping on the sidewalks because Biden and his troops, they come running in there and start shipping them all over the country because they're planning an invasion. The American people are on the out list, and they want control from all these illegals coming in.
Of course.
What state was it? Vaccinating them, and they vaccinated all of our military too. I mean, God, right. Can people see what's going on here? It's very disturbing.
Wasn't it Michigan that passed a law that someone does not have to be a citizen to be to work for the police?
What?
They don't even have to be. They don't have to be a U.S. citizen to work for the police, to be police officers.
I don't even know if we should have police. I'm getting to that point that sheriffs only.
Well, the problem with sheriffs is the sheriffs are all corporatized too. What happens? What happens to a sheriff? What happens to a sheriff? The first thing that happens when a sheriff is elected, he is sent to Washington, D.C. He is wined, dined, and indoctrinated for 2 weeks on the federal government dime. By the time he comes back to polish the nameplate on his brand new door, he's already their property. He's already useless to the people. The Supreme Court has stated that the police is first, a police officer's first obligation is not to protect and serve the people. It is to protect the interests of the corporation.
They're policy enforcers. They're not for the people. I've known that for a long time too, but why it just continues.
Oh, there's just so much backstory.
What's it going to do to make change?
The only way to make change is for people to stand up and join the assemblies, the only lawful government in the country. And each state has their assemblies up and running. We have our own elections. We elect our own sheriffs, lawful sheriffs. And the sheriff is the top law enforcement agency in the county. The feds can't even come in here. The FBI, the CIA, any of them. The sheriff says leave. The constitutional sheriff, our sheriff, can throw them out of the state or out of his county. And that's that's what the assemblies, and that's why the assemblies are up and running, because the government is totally lawless and they're not doing anything but harassing the people and trying to milk as much money out of each and every one of us as they possibly can. And they're all paid for by Washington, D.C., the feds, the U.S. government, which is totally, it's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. All they have is thugs, mafia, and, you know, crime families that are operating it. That goes for all of the congressmen and senators, too. They're all on the same page. Well, why are they the only ones that could abstain from getting a vaccine? They don't even have to have it. Why? Because they're trying to kill the rest of us with it. Okay? People need to wake up, pinch themselves. They must be living in a dream world. I know a lot of them are, because it's a me world. They have to wake up and do something, or America is going to be gone. We have to get rid of these, all of them, all of them, the president, the Senate, the Congress, and have our own. We need to have another Continental Congress the way it was back in 1776. And that's why the assemblies were restored, to restore the Republic of the United States of America, unincorporated. And that's why we're here. We're here to build this country, county at a time, people by people, counties, states, federation.
Yeah, and we have to go back to 1776, because in 1861, the seven southern states walked out of Congress, and they no longer had a quorum. And they could not do business, and they could not set a date to reconvene. And when a governing body vacates, it ceases to exist. So the governing body that actually had the authority of the Constitution went away, vaporized. So you have to go back to 1776.
Yeah, the Republic was still there, but that was just after the Civil War, which was a mercenary conflict. It wasn't even a war. The British territorial people that were here says, well, we'll take care of everything until you get everything restored. But they didn't tell us that things had to be restored. So people just went on living their lives like nothing had ever changed, and it did, big time. And people need to wake up to that, because all of your rights and privileges and everything else has gone right out the window by the corporations, and that's what they all are, corporate thugs.
Well, that was when the corporations moved in. That was when the corporations moved in. That's when the bankruptcy occurred. That's when the country actually became insolvent and was bailed out by bankers. And they said, okay, you know, we'll bail you out, but we're going to have to change the monetary system. We're going to go off the gold standard. The Treasury isn't going to handle the money anymore. A Federal Reserve is going to handle the money. And the money that funds the country will come from bonds, and those bonds will be securities placed on the people at birth, and the income taxes paid by those people will pay the coupon payments on those bonds, and they will be responsible for the debt. And the debt comes from the interest on every single dollar that is put into circulation. And you know how they put money into circulation? When people borrow it. When you sign on the dotted line, you're signing a promissory note. They use that promissory note and they use it and make money. They print money and release it into the economy. So every time you borrow, you make the problem worse.
Yeah, they probably don't like me much because I don't borrow much anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. But I got one of those student loan things, so it's just from my credit anyway. So anyway, moving right along.
All right. Well, getting back to Gail's thing, Ex parte Milligan. What happens if they ignore it? What's the next step?
Then we lien them.
Who?
It shuts them down completely. All the backup. We're gonna lien the cop. We're gonna lien the judges, justices, or magistrates, as they're called. They don't even have contracts. Most of them don't even have an oath of office. So they're pretending to hold an office when they don't. So we can also get them for impersonating a public figure. So we can actually lock them up, at lien them personally and professionally. And they'll all be financially responsible, from the prosecutors to the cops to the mayor to the city council, all the way through.
Okay. And lien them for how much? How much is this going to cost them? Is if they have a bond, is the bond going to cover it, or are you going to exhaust the bond?
Oh, the bond will be nothing. I mean, totally gone. It's going to be for so much money because, one, they kidnapped her. They physical, you know, harm. It's not even a crime to be driving around without a registration. Supreme Court said that. It's in writing. We have like 60 different case laws throughout the country that the U.S. Supreme Court says you don't need registration, driver's license, or insurance to travel on the roadways. I know that contract, you know, that you were talking about with the, you know, driver's license, and there is remedy for that, but they hide it in the bills that are 2,000 pages long, and it's only a half of a sentence. So most people don't see that. And if you don't register it, I know a lot of American nationals that don't register their vehicles, and they have been pulled over, and they rolled their window down, and the cops broke the window out and yanked them out of the car, took the car, threw them in jail because they had an American state national plate on it. They said that's a fictitious plate, and that's why we pulled you over. And then, of course, the cops removed the plate from the car for a trophy. So they're all going to be paying for it dearly when they're all out of a job and they will not be able to be hired anywhere. So they'll be out on the streets, and the peace officers from the assembly will be, you know, taking over and doing that. They'll be filling those positions.
And how many success stories do you have?
As far as winning with this, I think there's several throughout the country. We don't have any here yet because Gail's the second one that this has happened to. And we're really working on getting this one taken care of because Sedona is known for abusive thugs as police officers.
Right.
I certainly can vouch for that. They are thugs.
You mentioned a fictitious plate. Well, I don't have my DOT plate, but I do have a US DOT number. And I have...
There you go. How does that work for you?
I haven't poked the bear with it yet. But I expect to, hopefully not too long into the future. I'm moving to a new area, and I have to get a feel for the area, because I'm thinking it's going to be like small town USA. Everybody knows everybody and nobody wants to upset anybody else. So everybody sticks together. I'm thinking that's going to be the deal. So we'll see how that works out.
You're reminding me of that song. Try that in a small town.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, I'm in a pretty small town now. I've got about 2,000 people, but I'm moving to someplace that barely over 150.
There you go.
Wow.
Everybody knows everybody, and nobody wants to upset anybody else. So we'll see. We'll see. So what else do you want to talk about with the National? How long have you been doing this? How long have your state assembly been assembled? You're the actual Arizona state coordinator, right?
Correct. I started back in 2019, so it's about 5 years, and I've been the coordinator for 4.5. So the assembly is growing very rapidly in Arizona. We have all kinds of committees and so on, and that's who runs it, is people who join the committees. So it's the we the people. Everyone is an American state national, and that's how we do our elections and so on. For, you know, if somebody wants a different position, they have to be elected by the entire Arizona Assembly, unless, of course, it's a county position. And as we grow, there are 15 counties in Arizona, and about 5 or 6 of them are growing quite rapidly. And there's, you know, we have at least one man standing in each county. There may be, you know, 3, 4, or 5 people in that county, but, you know, they're the rural counties and whatever. But it's growing quite rapidly, and we're noticing, you know, the sheriff's departments and everybody around the country, and so are the other states, and just continually moving forward.
Does anybody ever get responses back after being notified? Do you ever hear back from?
We send them out registered mail. We get the green cards back. I haven't gotten any emails or anything, even though we put the email address on there. We got one reply back from Maricopa County, and they said, "This doesn't pertain to us." I'm writing back to them, "Oh, yes, it does. This notice is for you, not for the people in Maricopa." So... yeah,
gee, that doesn't surprise me.
Me neither. So, yeah, they're getting it back.
Okay,
they got a lot coming their way, I think.
Well, pretty much every Arizona county is as corrupt as the next.
Oh, it sure is.
So, okay, you said that you. What agencies did you notice? Did you notice anybody at the U.S. Secretary of State?
Absolutely. We've also noticed the military, JAG, president, vice president, Congress, the Senate. We've noticed the Arizona state legislature. And I mean, you name it, whoever's, you know, in a position, the governor, of course, the secretary of state, everybody. So they know that we're here. And they know that we are the lawful government, and they are the de facto.
Okay. So when you notice them, do you tell them in the notice, do you say that, you know, there's notice and the right to be heard. So has any of them rebutted any of your notices, or do they stand at this point?
No one has said anything back. So we also put in the notice that if there is no reply, that they acquiesce to the contents of the notice.
Okay. Now, when for your individual state members, when they go through the process of becoming an American state national, do you notice all of those agencies specifically for that person by affidavit stating that that person is not a citizen of the United States, not a resident, is non-resident to the residency of the 14th Amendment, and is a American state national and outside their jurisdiction? Do any of your members specifically, standing in their own power as part of the group, they file their own affidavits?
Yes, they can, and we do. To become an American state national, you need a copy of your birth certificate, two witness forms, people that, you know, two people that have known you for at least 7 years, with your picture on the form, and the 1779 declaration. That's all you need. Then we stamp them, they're notarized, we record them on our website and on the LRS and LRO, which is Land Recording Office and Land Recording System. A lot of people also go to the county recorder's office in their county and have it done there. That's where, when I first started, that's where, you know, it was the only place that was available to get them recorded. And then the county recording offices quit recording our paperwork because they wanted to stop us or slow us down. So we opened our own land recording system and land recording office. So they are recorded on there for everybody to see. And they know that we are here and in our proper standing as American state nationals, the lawful people in this country.
Okay. And do you file anything with the Secretary of the State of the state?
With the Secretary of the State, yeah, a lot of people fill out extra forms and so on like that to notify the governor and the Secretary of State if they want to. But they can just do it through the county recording offices, because then everybody knows.
Okay. All right. Are you familiar with the name Roger Sales?
Roger who?
Roger Sales. S-A-Y-L-E-S.
No.
You're not. Okay. I do shows with him, and this is not to besmirch or demean the state national process at all, but Roger's been doing this for like 30 years. He's on a radio show 6 days a week, and he has the backstory. He has how they've actually changed things without us knowing about it. Partly because they kept us busy, and partly because we got lazy and we just stopped. We were busy. We were busy with the backyard barbecues and stuff like that. We just didn't pay attention.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, but I would like to plug that program as well. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to plug your program. But Roger is on multiple platforms 6 days a week from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time. He is on eurofolkradio.com. He's on my radio station, radio.globalvoiceradio.net. He's on homenetwork.tv. He's on freedomnation.tv. He's also on 106.9 WBOU FM in Chicago.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Sure.
Did your volume go down a bit? Because I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I shouldn't have. Let me see. Let me see if I can't crank it up a little bit.
That's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you start that over again? I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't know what happened there. I've got good levels here. But I don't know. Actually, there is one thing. There is one thing that I can check. Let me take care of this, because I want to make sure that all that information gets out. So let's not do that. Let's go. Oh, that's going to be way too hot right there. Let's try that. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Yeah, it sounds like when you started to, you know, plug the the other guy and so on. The volume just went way down, and that's why I was adjusting my headphones to see if it was me. But
oh, go ahead. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're used to that. We're used to that. The program gets attacked. So
yeah, I'm sure it does. Yeah.
It's the Radio Ranch with Roger Sales. It's Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We're on eurofolkradio.com, radio.globalvoiceradio.net. We're on homenetwork.tv, freedomnation.tv. We're also on 106.9 FM WBOU in Chicago. And we're actually on other platforms, too. We're on a TikTok TikTok channel, a Rumble channel. We're all over the place. And some of the programs are also streamed on Global Voice Network's video platforms, which are Twitter, Twitch, Rumble, DLive, Odyssey, Tiger Network, and Telegram. So we're basically all over the place. I'm really surprised you haven't heard of him. He's been doing this for like 30 years. I'm completely surprised.
Me too.
And actually, I think it would be cool if you would like hang out on the platform and like listen to one of the shows, whatever, ask some questions. I think Rogers could be around tomorrow. He had a power and internet issue. He's in Ecuador. So if he has a power problem or an internet issue, I handle the show, which is usually part archive replay and part other people getting together. We have multiple video platforms. We have people in the Jitsi meeting system. We also have up to 1,000 participants in free conference call, and everybody can talk to everybody. So when you come on the show, you can ask anybody any question you want to ask. And you can also, test Roger. You know, come on, ask him. Ask him how he does certain things. Because I'm thinking, really, that the way to deal with this is not only to get together within the assembly, but also to get the similar systems together to work cohesively together. Once we can do that, I mean, I have gone through the Rogers sales process. I did send an affidavit to the U.S. Secretary of State. I am no longer a citizen of the United States. I am a national, just plain national of the United States, owing permanent allegiance to only Minnesota state, not state of Minnesota. I owe no allegiance, and I get no rights, privileges, or immunities from any state of entity.
Exactly. Yeah, because they are de facto, and that's why we call it Arizona. Because Arizona is the state, not the state of state, which are totally de facto, and that's where they run amok and just go crazy. So, and we're in the process of opening up the Confederation of States again, and that is run by the state assemblies, all the corporations that are here, all unincorporated completely.
That sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. And liquidating corporations is going to be even more fun. The ones that harm the people, like Monsanto and Bayer and all of these other ones, Johnson & Johnson, they're all in for a world of hurt.
Well, you see, there's one thing that there's one thing that these sub 100 IQ flatfoots were hiding behind tin badges, and I know I'm going to get in a bunch of trouble by any cop that watches this.
Oh yeah, it's over.
but what they fail to understand is when they infringe on the rights of a national or a state national, somebody that is outside their jurisdiction, they are not only jeopardizing everything they own or ever will, but depending on what happens in that engagement, they could be on the hook for crimes against humanity.
They could be absolutely
human rights violations of treaty and international law, because the nationals' rights, person, and property are protected by treaty and international law. If these guys actually knew what they were doing, they'd be quaking in their boots. But they think the DA is going to go with them. They know that their chief is going to go with them, and they know the judge is going to go with them. So what do they care?
Exactly. But when they all go down at the same time, they'll be going, and they'll be gone. And
a lot of them will be
locked up. Yeah.
I'd be happy with giving one or two of them a bloody nose or a black eye, because the first ones that get beaten up a little bit in court, I'm talking about in court. I'm not talking about doing anything physical or anything like that. So that's don't right. freak out. A couple of people, couple of these guys get their butts handed to them in a court. The rest of them are going to see what happened. And that's going to make a difference. How do people get a hold of you?
You can contact me at Dennis K at thearizonaassembly.org. That's my email address. Or you can go to the website, thearizonaassembly.org. Okay. And contact us through there. We have a constant contact information. They can fill that out. And just, or they can go, you know, to TASA, which is TASA.AmericanStateNationals.org, or you can go to AnnaVonWrights.com. I can be contacted through all of those.
Okay, so you're associated with Anna Von Wrights.
Correct.
Okay. And all right, Gail, how can people help you out? It looks like you're going to have a little bit of a road to hoe. How can people like either contribute to? Because now you're without a car, and a judge just gave you a bill for like $1,100. You haven't even seen him.
$1,170. He wants my entire Social Security check for a month. And $1,500 for bond. And the reason he did that was because what they had planned to do, just take from the bond after, you know, you notice the bond is just a little more than what the fine or whatever they want to, they think they can charge me.
Exactly.
What people can do is I haven't had a chance to start a GoFundMe or something, but I do have a Stripe link. I have a couple of links where people can donate because I don't know how I'm going to pay that. I can't pay my rent, my bills, and buy food and be able to add more onto it. I just don't have the.
Well, you can't pay that and do any of those other things.
Exactly.
You know. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, okay, well, he wants your entire Social Security check. How are you going to live? Okay.
Exactly.
And actually, the bond is even more than your Social Security check. The bond is more by like some $400. Okay. All right. So
Will they see this in the chat, or is this a private chat?
That's a private chat.
How can I? Well,
that's a private chat. You could just
how
read
do
it
I
out.
Tell them that? Okay, I have a Stripe link, which is the https://donate.stripe.com/5, the letter K. Small, the letter A, large, 9, capital C, capital L, small c, number 4, and S. Oh, and then it goes on even further. Then 9, C,
okay.
S. I mean, I'm going to have to put it in a link. They need to be able to copy and
paste
it.
Okay, pop that to me in Skype, and I'll pop it right on the screen right quick, and we'll just leave that on the screen so people can write it down.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Let's do that. Yeah, okay.
I didn't know it was that long. I mean, my goodness, I didn't shorten any of those things because that happened. That became a problem when I lost my website. I mean, they've just been hitting me left and right. I really didn't understand why, because I'm not that big. I mean, there are a lot of people that are a lot bigger than I am, but they're going after me, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you have quite the, the following. There we go. Will that work?
Oh, yeah. That's Kofi. That one works.
Yeah. Okay.
That one's actually shorter than the stripe one.
Well, right. Oh, okay. So there's two of them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that works. So all they have to do is remember Ko-fi.com and Gale of Gaia.
Yeah, that's an easy one. That's my handle for just about everything.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and you also have Rumble Channel, Odyssey Channel, stuff like that. You do interviews with people, right?
Right, and I also go to Gab, Getter, Anon, Up, Twitter, or X, no.
I refuse to call Twitter X. I refuse to call Twitter X.
Yeah, that's just weird, isn't it?
No, because X is mocking the cross, and like Dos Equis, I don't drink Dos Equis either because that's a double cross. Okay, two X's, double cross. It's just mocking things.
Our language has been weaponized against us too. It's just absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. Okay, one more plug for the Radio Ranch with Roger Sales. That is Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information on that show and the links to get there and also books, materials, and all that, go to ExposeTheMatrix.com. Just ExposeTheMatrix.com. And Dennis, I'm hoping to see you on the show sometime because I'm sure that, the crazy things that we talk about, we literally have 100 people connected to the program and not everybody's talking at once. It gets a little chaotic sometimes, but Roger is always there to answer questions and to go through things. It's been a pleasure.
Love to be on.
Cool. It's been a pleasure. Gail, thank you. Good luck with your situation. I think you'll be okay. It's going to be a little turbulent for a little while, but I think you're going to be okay. And whatever happens, I'm here. Give me a chance to help you if I can. Dennis,
I appreciate that very much. I'm really I know Dennis is on the ball about it too. And don't you talk to people first and then you tell them that you're going to lean, or how's that work? Can I ask that real quick?
Well, what was your question again?
The notice, do you give them notice of lean or do you just lean them automatically?
No, we have to file a claim first. So we're going to do that. We send them the notice first, which they've already received, and there's going to be another one going out, and then we file a claim, and then they get leaned.
Okay. So it's like a default judgment type thing.
Correct.
Okay. Cool. So first you file the notice, and you give them a chance to rebut, and then you file notice of claim, and you give them chance to rebut, and then it's just lean.
Right. And then if it needs to go further, we take them to grand jury.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Wow. Well, good luck, boys in blue.
Because right.
We're going to win.
You know what?
We're going to get a win for the people.
That's right.
Because this will help everybody, actually, in the long run.
Yeah.
What part of the Declaration of Independence didn't they get when the usurpations get to the point that they're no longer sufferable? Something's gonna happen.
Oh boy, it sure is.
Yeah, apparently these guys never paid attention in civics class. So
true.
Oh well. Thank you guys. I appreciate you being with me. And
thank you for having me, Paul.
Let's hit the ground running and we'll do this. We'll get this done.
Lead the way and everybody else follow on through.
There we go. Don't forget, ExposeTheMatrix.com and Arizona State Assembly. I'm Paul from Global Voice Network and Logical Thinking on bbsradio.com. Jeez, I forgot my own moniker. Oh, no. Oh, Doug is going to have my butt. And he's going to see this. What? You forgot the platform? Okay. So long, guys. Wave.
It's those M-class flares.
It must be. Bye now.